Kirsten and McCarthy, they're continuing to grow, and as I said, they needed to add that string to their bow, and that was to lead up to their midfielders and half-back flankers, including that was Lockie Weller, who was coming off the half-back line quite often today, and he's been good enough to join us from the victorious Fremantle Dockers rooms. Good on you, Lockie. Congratulations.
Hey, boys. Thank you.
And what was Ross's message after the game? I suppose a little for a second there, you probably felt as though you were going to lose it.
Yeah, we let him get back into the game, but we really thought our leaders really stood up and got to work in the end, and it was getting pretty tight in the end.
It was an interesting period of time, about the 19-minute mark of the second quarter through to about time on, and the players looked fatigued and a little tired, but you certainly found something on the back end of that halftime goal from Lockie Neal.
Yeah, no, Ross gave us a bit of a rev up at halftime and really brought it back to the basics, and the boys really got to work in the middle, and we were just getting it forward, and the forwards were really locking it in, which made us backmen our jobs a lot easier. We could spend a bit more time setting up, and we just got them repeat entries and really got going. It was good.
You must have thought you had your own footy in the third quarter. I reckon you had it 13 times for the quarter. Has that happened before?
Yeah, that's what I'm down there for, to use my skills and my run, but I just had a bit of a lucky day. A few of them come my way. It's good.
I thought Ross might have had a crackerjoo at halftime because he kept you out there about 2 or 3 minutes longer than Melbourne, and then Nat Fyfe got hold of you when you're on the ground. How's he going in his captaincy role and in the speeches that he gives you?
Yeah, he's fantastic. He just brings it back to the basics, and he's a real professional on and off the field and leads by example, and he really stood up today, and he's a massive part while we won.
And whilst the other younger blokes, you've been around a little while now, but the other younger blokes that have come into the side, well, they didn't have huge numbers. They're 1% as they're tackling, they're harassing, they're corralling, they're smothering, led by Fyfe, mind you, was outstanding.
Yeah, that's what we expect when guys come to the team. They just bring that effort. It's not about how many kicks or handballs you get. Just do your role. And I was talking to Griffin Lowe, and I said, how easy is this, mate? Two wins from nothing from two games, pretty awesome.
Especially after such a lean year last year.
Yeah.
And you're going so much better than you just 2 weeks ago against Port Adelaide. You've turned things around remarkably.
Yeah, I think we really got that run back. Bradley Hill and Stephen Hill really stepped up. We're getting that overlap run and really breaking their defence and getting it over the back. And I think that's been a massive difference to the way we play.
In your short career, is there anything better than winning a footy match at the MCG?
There's nothing better than being here.
Now, Lockie, Now we did the stats. There were 23 goals kicked at the City end and only 8 goals at the Punt Road end. If you look at the flags, it should have been the other way around. Was there any breeze blowing into your face from any direction?
It was actually, which end did we kick all the goals? Punt Road end?
The City end of the ground.
Oh, the other end, yeah. Yeah, the wind was going Punt Road end, so I don't know. Not sure.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter, mate. We'll bring that to Fremantle next week with the doctor. See if we can conjure that up against North Melbourne. Well done, mate. Rehab up, and we'll look forward to the game next week, eh?
Cheers, boys. Thanks.